To gain knowledge in Buddhism, few centuries ago, Hussein Sang decided to visit India, but China did not permit him. Nevertheless, he crossed the Gobi Desert, traveled through Kashargar and Samarkand in Central Asia to reach Afghanistan. After that, he came to Takshashila via Peshawar and met the Buddhist monks there. He visited Buddhist stupas and monasteries. He visited Kashmir, Mathura, Ayodhya, and then also visited South India, wherever Buddhist stupas are there in India. He traveled across all the kingdoms. He stayed in Nalanda University, one of the world famous universities, during 17th century for 5 years, and gained immense knowledge. After 14 years of stay in India, when he visited China, the government of China facilitated him. His journey is an inspiration. Even now, many Chinese visit India in flight. But why don't we talk about these people? Why do we talk only about Vasco da Gama? Why do we remember only Columbus? Because of their travel. They all traveled in life. We should not gain anything in life for free. You should never accept it. But you should earn, and we should try for it. One has to earn it. Wherever you get for free is useless. We don't value for it. That's why if we have a goal, then path will get ready. We just have to go in the path. Journey is important. For example, you and your friend wants to climb a Mount Everest. You both travel to Delhi, Nepal in train or by flight. You both have all the equipment required for the training. It's all very exciting. Then you went to Nepal. Then you reach the Everest base camp. The weather is very cold and chilly, and you are warming up yourself near campfire and discussing with Sherpas. Next day, you are going to start your journey. You are surging ahead by crossing the valleys. If you dig a cave in a snow mountains and rest in those caves, you can feel the warmth. On the way, you eat a cup of hot noodles, then you feel great. Finally, you are near the Mount Everest. There is heavy wind. It's become difficult to climb up from there. Somehow your friend reached the peak of Mount Everest. Wow. You stayed back just 100 feet below. And he's the only guy who reached the Mount Everest. And how much more time he is going to stay there? How long he can stay there? Sure, he will come back to you. Then you both decided to go back to your home. The friend's return journey starts. Though you get great success in life, no one will stay long even on peak of Mount Everest. That's why don't worry if you fail. Sometimes we may reach our goal or may not, and it is not the end of the world. But we all spend majority of time in journey only, not in success. Let's enjoy our journey.